In the studio this morning, she is the superintendent of the North Callaway School District, Kenya Thompson, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
We're certainly glad to have you in here this morning as the weather is turning just a little bit colder outside, but at least no snow or ice on the ground. You guys did have a school board meeting, I believe it was last night, as a matter of fact. Tell us kind of the highlights of that, if you will.
Yeah, so last night was our board meeting. Probably the biggest highlight is that we actually accepted bids for the construction of the new elementary school. So we've been in the process. Our voters joyfully approved Prop N and Prop C last spring to really invest in our community. And one of those Prop N was the construction of that new elementary school. So lots of work has happened behind the scenes with construction and architecture to make sure that we're ready to go. But we accepted a bid from Coyle Construction, who's a local contractor out of the Columbia area. They have a dedicated team for us, and they are excited to use some local contractors as well on the project. But the great part is we are going to get to do the brand new elementary, and we will include the Thunderbird Learning Center in that addition. And so our Thunderbird Learning Center right now is sitting in some trailers behind central office, and so we will be able to move them into a more permanent structure as part of that competitive bidding process. So it's a really good day to be a Thunderbird.
Absolutely. When does the construction company expect that they might be getting started on the project?
Yeah, so when we talk to them, we're still working on a construction schedule right now. I would say first of the year, you're going to see some things kind of moving. I am praying for less winter weather this year than last year, not just because calling snow days is no superintendent's favorite part of my job, but also for favorable construction weather.
All right, we will keep our eyes on that spot for sure. Another thing that a lot of school districts are keeping their eye out on is the APR report. Now, that's the annual performance report. It's basically the grade card that the state gives school districts. I believe that's coming out on Monday, is that correct?
So absolutely, DESE is going to publicly release the APRs to the wider public. We've already got a sneak peek of our scores within our district, and so there will be an announcement coming out on Monday from us. We've done some video messaging for our patrons so that way they can learn a little bit more about APR and celebrate some of our successes that are going to come out of a lot of hard work from our teachers and students from last year.
All right, we'll definitely be looking forward to that announcement on Monday. Another thing that a lot of people are really concerned about this time of year, superintendents in particular, is attendance, because as we said, the weather is turning colder. Some of that sickness going around, walking pneumonia cases, I think, are up as a matter of fact. But how is the attendance over at North Callaway?
So we've actually seen an increase in attendance this year to prior year. We have rolled out some new attendance initiatives. Some of it's communication with parents and families. Some of it are interventions for families who are struggling to come to school. So both of our elementary schools, Williamsburg and Hatton McCready, are using attendance mentors for students who are chronically absent or having some attendance concerns. We are also working really closely with each of our administrators to help target those students who maybe are struggling to get to school for any reason. You know, maybe it's transportation or it's family or it's sickness. And so what are the interventions that we can help provide? So we're seeing some positive trending in the right direction. Obviously, we don't want kids to come to school sick, right, to spread germs. But we also know that attendance is a significant driver of student achievement. And when students are chronically absent, they fall grade levels behind in their academic performance. And so we just want to make sure that students really are hitting that 90% metric, because that is the metric that really shows sustained academic growth for students.
Sure. How are your staff, the teachers and administrators, doing with sickness? Are they handling it pretty well?
So far we have been a few isolated cases, right? But we rolled out some attendance initiatives also for teachers a year ago, and we're continuing with some of that work because we know the most important person for students to learn is the teacher in that classroom. And so our teachers have responded really well to this idea that they really are the most important part of what goes on in a school day for students to learn. And so just really proud of the efforts that our teachers are making, our kids are making, to make sure we make learning the most important part of their day every day.
Bonuses for teachers? Are you saying that this morning?
Bonuses for teachers are illegal, Matt.
Oh,
by
okay.
State statute, right?
Okay.
However, competitive wages are really important.
Yes.
And so back to Proposition C, we were able to put that extra money on the base, and we are continually looking to fight for ways for competitive salaries in our school district. I think every district is, but teachers are really, really, really important for student achievement, and so the ability to pay them well is an important metric for us.
Well, to my teacher friends, I tried. Let me just say that.
So, thanks, Matt.
We certainly appreciate you coming in this morning. We'll see you again coming up in December.
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to it.